Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, you're listening to 5 Minute Folklore with me, Bob Shoy. This week's episode is all about Guatemala's most famous folklore character, El Sombrerón, the man in the hat. He stalks, serenades, and seduces young women. So first of all, I'll tell you what is probably his most well-known story about his meeting with a girl named Susanna. So here's this week's 5 Minute Folklore. Long ago, in the Guatemalan town of La Recolección, there lived a girl named Susanna. She had long brown hair and large brown eyes, and was incredibly beautiful. One warm summer's evening, she sat out on her balcony to look up at the stars. The moon was full, and the sky was clear. She saw a man approaching. He was quite short, and was wearing a large black sombrero hat. Slung over his shoulder was a silver guitar. The man got close and stopped.
Hola,
Susanna called down to him. He swung his guitar round and began to strum. He serenaded the girl.
Te amo y nunca te dejo.
The music was having a strange effect on Susanna. She found herself entranced by it. She heard her mother call her inside, as it was getting late.
Susanna, enter. Susanna, enter.
Her mother's voice snapped her out of her trance, and she went back into her home. The man in the sombrero walked away. Susanna lay in bed, unable to sleep. She was still under the spell of El Sombrerón. She could not stop thinking about him and his music. The following night, Susanna sat on her balcony again. And again, El Sombrerón appeared, performing for her. His music was mesmerizing to her. He appeared every night. Even if she did not go to her balcony, he would come into her home. He would try to touch her hair. He wanted to braid it, and she was powerless to resist him. Susanna began finding soil in her food every time she tried to eat. She could not eat it, and started to get thin and sick from a lack of sustenance. Susanna finally told her mother about El Sombrerón, the music, his trespassing, and his want to braid her hair.
Mama, el hombre, la música, no me puedo resistir.
Her mother took some scissors and cut Susanna's hair short. She took the hair to the church and asked for the priest's help. The priest took the hair and soaked it in holy water. He prayed over it as it soaked.
Dios, protega a esta chica.
El Sombrerón no longer visited Susanna. Hopefully you enjoyed this week's story. There'll be another El Sombrero on tale a bit later, after we learn a little bit more about him. We'll also look at the powers he possesses, links to Mayan culture, and how the stories were used to instill family values. The man in the hat, El Sombrerón, otherwise known as Tzipio, Tzizimite, or simply the Goblin, is probably the most famous legend from Guatemala. This bogeyman character's stories are also told in Mexico and sometimes Colombia. He is a short man, dressed entirely in black, wearing a large black sombrero that obscures his face. He also wears a thick, shiny belt with a silver buckle, shiny black boots which click loudly as he walks. Sometimes you can also hear the jangling of spurs on them, and he has a silver guitar on his back. He sings and serenades women, but does not speak. Often said to be a ghostly spirit, he is sometimes accompanied by an unexpected cold breeze when he appears. He appears at dusk, prominently in the districts of La Recolección and Paraquiavea in La Antigua, especially on evenings when there is a full moon. He often travels with four mules, which carry coal, and is known to braid the tails and manes of mules and horses. If he can't find any, he will settle for braiding dogs, but his ultimate goal is young women, especially those with long hair and large eyes. If he takes a liking to a particular girl, he will follow her and appear nightly, singing and playing guitar. He will attempt to get close and braid her hair. He will also put soil, dirt, and stones in her food and stop her from eating or sleeping. The girls are hypnotized by his music and become obsessive over him, which can end up driving them mad. Some believe that he has the ability to steal the girl's soul. There are a few variations in the El Sombrerón stories. For example, in some versions, it is said that once he has completed his first braid in the hair of his young female subject, she would become his eternal bride, helpless to love anyone but him forever. However, he is prone to boredom when it comes to women, and his interest moves from girl to girl. While under his spell, they will often die of a broken heart when they no longer draw his attention. Most stories end with the female character dying, and if she doesn't, she often ends up cursed to a lonely life, never finding love. In some versions, he was once a regular man who wore all black and rode a black horse. He was very stern-faced and always smart and well-mannered. When he died, his spirit returned to roam the streets. He would target drunks, gamblers, and fighters, and chase them, accompanied by two black dogs. This version is thought to originate in the region of Antioquia and shares a few similarities to various Headless Horseman legends. Other stories have him acting much more mischievous, like a typical ghost or poltergeist. He will turn invisible and move objects around or knock them over. I have another El Sombrero story to tell now, about his encounter with a girl named Selena. One afternoon, on a warm day, a girl named Selena decided to take a nap. As she drifted off, she could hear beautiful music being played and singing.
Eres una paloma blanca, blanca como una flor de limón, si no mitas. Tu palabra morirá de pasión.
From then on, Selena heard the music every night. She craved it and could not sleep without it. One night, when she heard the music start, she looked from her window to see who was playing it. There stood a small man, wearing a large black sombrero. He had shiny boots and buckles, and a silver guitar. He sang, played guitar, and danced a little. All Selena could think about was the sombrero man and his music. She was under his spell. She would not eat. Her parents noticed the change in her and knew that it was the work of El Sombrero.
El Sombrero.
Their neighbours even told them that they had seen his mules tied up outside on some evenings. They believed that El Sombrero was the devil himself.
Él es el diablo.
And they took their daughter away to a convent to keep her hidden. They did not want El Sombrero to take their daughter's soul. Their plan worked, and El Sombrero could not find Selena. He returned to their house and looked everywhere, but he could not sense her anywhere. However, Selena had become so entranced by El Sombrero that when he did not come to her, she could not take it and died of sadness on the day of Saint Cecilia. Selena's body was taken home, and at her funeral, the cries of El Sombrero could be heard. Every year from then on the day of Saint Cecilia, El Sombrero's mules could be seen tied up near to the grave of Selena. The significance of long hair and hair braiding in legends and folk stories can be linked back to Mayan culture. There is a Mayan story about a boy and a large hat who could turn invisible, so perhaps there's a slightly tenuous link there. Another similar legend from El Salvador is that of Sepitio. He is a short boy with a large hat and backwards feet who pursues young, attractive girls. If they reject him, he will become very unhappy and cause them misery. The stories of El Sombrero are thought to originate to teach young girls to listen to their parents and to be modest around men who come to woo them. The stories are a warning that men will use music and moonlight in order to seduce and take advantage. They were used to remind girls that traditional societal family values should be respected, to not fall for mysterious strangers and the tricks of men with bad intentions, and that they should not give in to passion, which can be dangerous, and follow the proper courting procedures if they want a happy marriage. One of the first films ever shot in Guatemala was a dramatization of the legend. Released in 1950, it was simply titled El Sombrero. We're almost done for this week now, so if you want to contact me to suggest a topic or just say hi, you can do so directly at the email address 5minutefolklore@gmail.com or via the website 5minutefolklore.com, where you can also find ways to support the show and find links to the various social medias. I'm usually active on Twitter at @BobShoy, that's @BobShoy, and the Instagram account @5MinuteFolklore is another good one where I post relevant pictures for each episode. There should be another episode in 2 weeks featuring an Asian folklore. For now, thanks to Rick Dove and Rebecca Chapman, as usual, for voices, and thanks to Gabby Marino for allowing use of her song El Sombrero, which will play us out now.
Caer la tarde, calles vacías sale el sombrero con guitarra en mano, melodiosa voz. ¿Quién se puede resistir? Entró en gran silencio a sus oídos, sus pensamientos quedó hipnotizada, sin palabras, atrapada. La luz de la luna brilla en su guitarra, el viajero solitario busca bellas damas de cabellos blancos y ojos muy grandes. En la negra noche la acaricia mientras canta. Caer la tarde por el callejón, las calles vacías, sale el sombrero.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.